This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
You'd better grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Enjoy true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Fully licensed and insured. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing, too. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you on a beautiful night for gridiron action from Fort Loramie, our second look at the Redskins this year against Cross County Conference rival Miami East. First year for the Redskins in the CCC, coming off a big triumph last week on the road at Covington, 28-21. Chuck, tonight, playoff implications, game four. Miami East is Division 5. Fort Loramie can gain massive points with a victory tonight, and those points will just add up each week. Miami East wins from here on out. Also the winner tonight, a leg up in the conference race, Fort Loramie having knocked off perennial powerhouse Covington last week.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got a Division 5 school, and you're right, the rest of the league not incredibly strong.
Nope.
So they're not going to get a lot of points from anybody else. So they need Miami, they need to win tonight, and then they need Miami East to run the table. And with all those points, I think that Loramie's going to get in the playoffs, but it could be a big difference between a home game and getting to travel up to play Minster maybe the first week of the playoffs, which you do not want to do.
Well, you make a good point. We'll hear from Fort Loramie head coach Whit Parks in just a few minutes, and he says that very thing. A win tonight and a strong conclusion to the year, and Fort Loramie winds up more than likely in the top four in this region of D7 and gets a home game, a loss tonight, and at best more than likely in the second four. One more stumble after tonight, and maybe
not in at all.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Meanwhile, Miami East has got aspirations in its region of Division 5 where Anna plays, and boy, have we seen the Anna Rockets, and they excelled.
They're an outstanding football team, and I'm kind of hoping that's what we get to do next week. I know with Delta St. John's, that could be a heck of a game. So I love watching the Rockets, and offensively, they are a juggernaut this year.
Sydney, a juggernaut as well. At Xenia tonight, we've seen the Yellow Jackets in a blitz of Dayton Carroll last week. I understand that Andre Gordon is not playing tonight, precautionary reasons, but the shoulder injury is not severe. He should be back in action in a week or two.
They're planning on him being back next week, and I think next week they have West Carrollton. So that would be a good one to get him back, let him play maybe a half, and then get ready for the Pickwell game the following week.
Meanwhile, Layman Catholic
after losing a heartbreaker week one in overtime at Fort Recovery. Has stormed back with two victories, one of those two over Miami East in a game that was tied 14-14 midway through the contest, then Lehman pulled away. Lehman 2-1, scoring a lot of points, having rolled up in excess of 50 last Saturday against Graham. Has what should be a cakewalk tonight and then is home next week against Marion Elgin, which will probably win tonight and go to 4-0. Could be Lehman 3-1, Marion Elgin 4-0. Two teams in the Northwest Central Conference at the top of the standings next Friday evening. So the county has got some real good high school representatives right. in football this year.
Another big game for Lehman next week. I mean, we've got a couple of choices next week, definitely. But Lehman, a win tonight, which they should, and if they can win that one next week, they're not going to get a ton of points from the rest of the teams they beat either. So they right. really need to get the wins now while they can.
Exactly. Fort Loramie Redskins tonight, very healthy, coming off a big triumph against Covington 1 week ago. Final tally was 28-21. Head coach Whit Parks of the Redskins said, we need to clean up some things in the red zone, but he was impressed with his team's win away from home against the Buccaneers.
Anytime you go over there, you know, which has been the premier place in the conference for quite some time and a difficult place to play. So we knew that going in, and I thought we handled it well. Our kids played really hard, played really well at times. But, you know, we've made some mistakes, similar mistakes in the first four games that we have to clean up, like getting the ball inside the 10 and not getting it in. And we threw our forced interception, and we just got to clean up some things with the ball. Mm-hmm. The rest of the stuff was pretty good and played hard, but most importantly came out with a win.
Boy, was Hoing ever a workhorse. And Siegel, except for the one pick, was spot on at quarterback.
Yeah, Austin had a great night. He was 7-for-9. The one interception, of course, we'd like to have back, and he knows that. He's a senior veteran. He knows that.
Sure.
But he found open people and threw the ball really well, and we need him to perform like that. And Mike Hoing was a horse. You know, we gave it to him 41 times, which probably is not going to happen a lot, but we really were hitting it off tackle and having success with it, so we just kind of stayed with that. But he's a tough guy to bring down. He's a big, strong kid. You know, he's a 200-pounder, and he's our strongest guy in the weight room and a real competitor, hard guy, and he had a big night.
We covered the Minster game, the opener. There were two or three plays had they gone your way. That could have been a different outcome.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to take any credit away from them. They beat us. What I was talking about earlier is that some things inside the red zone, inside the 10, we have to clean up and do a better job with the ball and a better job of getting in the end zone when we're down close. But, you know, we're getting better at that, and I think I've seen it change in practice a little bit. So, you know, I think we can clean those things up.
Highlight the health of the team to this point.
Well, we're good going in. I mean, we've had some nicks and bumps and bruises just like everybody at this time of the year. Everybody's got something, you know, but Sam Putoff last week he didn't practice even hardly, had an ankle, but he played through it during the game. He seems to be good this week, ready to go. A lot of nicks and bruises, but should be healthy going into tonight's game.
Whit Parks, head coach of Fort Loramie, before this evening's contest with Miami East. The Vikings are D5. A lot of computer points at stake. No, you don't want to talk about that at this point, early part of the season yet, but a critical contest this evening for Fort Loramie.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we're all aware of computer points and all those things, and that is an issue, but, you know, we're not going to stress it a lot. It's just win another game right now. Win our fourth game here. We need a win. And you know, Miami East has had a good program. They and Covington have kind of shared that thing for a few years. So to play those two people back-to-back in our first two league games is, you know, we're going out of the frying pan and back into the fire. So that's difficult for us. But I think we're up to the challenge to play well tonight. We had a good week in practice. I like our tempo. I like our confidence. So I would expect us to play a good game.
The wing T. That's what Miami East poses for you. Mm-hmm. Defensively, how do you get ready?
Well, we've been pretty good against the run, so I'm hoping that holds up again. But, you know, they have good running backs. They run hard. a decent sized offensive line, you know, and they're gonna try to pound you. So it'll be a real challenge for our front people, and then they, you know, you can't get put to sleep, and then you get a play action pass thrown against you. And our secondary has got to improve a little bit. Last week we had a couple passes caught that shouldn't have been and misplayed, and you know, so we've got some things to work on, but you know, it'll be tough to stop that wing tee.
You were concerned a little bit about your kicking game coming into the season. And I thought against Minster, the game that we covered here on Scores Broadcast, your directional punting was exceptionally good. Kickoff coverage, very good. Highlight that phase of Fort Loramie football through three games.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm real concerned about it. I mean, I watch his practice, and sometimes makes me real concerned about it. But Blake Holdhouse, a sophomore, has been doing a great job at punting the football. Our coverages, as you mentioned, have been excellent on both the punt and the kickoff. Colin Dietrich has been kicking the ball off better than he ever did in the summertime during practice. And then, you know, we can't sometimes make an extra point in practice, but CJ just kicked it 4-for-4 last week, right down the middle. So I'm going to quit watching practice and just hopefully we continue to do it in the game.
First ever Miami East-Fort Loramie game. The rivalry is underway.
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, I don't know much about this league, and this is all new to me each game, each week, but I know that they have a good tradition and they're well-coached, and it'll be a very difficult football game for us, but a good home game for us.
Miami East Vikings 2-1 on the year, beating Milton Union 17-3, losing to Lehman 31-14. That game was tied at 14 midway through the contest. And last week trounced National Trail, did Miami East 49-0. Next week, Miami East is on the road in the Cross County Conference at Bethel before playing Covington at home on September 29th. Fort Loramie, a 20-0 loser at Minster, a game we covered on Scores Broadcast. Then a 54-16 winner over Greenan, a Division V program. Beat Covington last week, 28-21. Covington D6. Tonight, D5. Miami East is here. And Chuck, a D5, a D6, a D5, 3 weeks in a row for D7 Fort Loramie.
Well, I mean, but that's how you want to schedule. And I mean, it's a league game, so obviously you got to play the league games. But you schedule the teams up because that gets you more points, and then that's going to be a real key for them. To this game tonight is huge.
It is, and Miami East head coach Max Current describe this game tonight as a regional quarterfinal contest in the postseason.
This is a playoff-type game. Fort Loramie is a well-respected program. They've got a nice football history in their brief existence, 12, 15 years. They're a regular playoff contender. They're a big physical team. We got some size and physicality too. They knocked off the perennial league power Covington last week. And we've always been in battles with Covington for the league title, since about 07 on. So it's a playoff type game. It's going to help both teams, whoever turns out on top for week 11. It really sets the stone for that, but it also gives whoever wins the leg up on the league standings, and that's the number one goal we have.
Yeah, sure. You're 2-1 to date. Talk about what you've done well so far, what you need to improve on in this game tonight against Fort Loramie.
What we've done well is we've battled some adversity. I've liked some ways we've came back from adversity during the games. Even the Lehman game, we were down early in that game, 14-0. We had a bad snap and things like that early, but we battled back and tied the game. Early first game of the year against Milton, they had the ball inside our 20 like five times, and we bowed up and held them out and ended up winning that game. So I kind of like how we faced adversity. I think we've been doing a good job there. Of course, you know, we're a run football team. I think our run game's been pretty good other than the Lehman game. Things we need to work on, we need, you know, play four complete quarters, play every down like it's your last. Mental type things, you know, pay attention to details. You know, sometimes I think we lack a little focus at times and things like that.
This Miami East team features a very good ground game. Talk about the skill players who rush the football for you. Who's the QB? Young men will be highlighting in play-by-play in color tonight.
Our quarterback's Ian Gingler. He's a junior. This is his second year starting. He's got some good size. So when he runs some of the power plays, you know, he's kind of tough to tackle. Number 10, Justin Brown. He's a junior running back. He's got really good speed and quickness, and every time he touches the ball, he has a chance of taking it all the way. Our fullback, Vincent Villilla, he's a really hard runner. He's not the biggest cat in the land, but he plays with a big heart, and he's a great effort kid. And our other running back, Caleb Nichols, he's another one. He's even smaller than Vincent. He's just a sophomore. He's number 8. For his size, he's a really good blocker, to tell you the truth. He's been blocking well for us the last couple games, and he plays with a lot of heart and effort, too.
Max Current, head coach of Miami East, our guest before tonight's game between Miami East and Fort Loramie. Once upon a time, Miami East football featured some wishbone, little option. Wing T right now, up and down the field pretty much.
That's correct. We've been running the wing T since 2006. We run a lot of crazy formations, a lot of unbalanced line, pretty much same old plays. It's been good to us since 2006. We've broken some rushing records through the years, a couple seasons, and all-time leading rusher here. He was in he started in that offense in 06. It's been good to us. It's a move the chains type offense. Sure. I like to shorten the games. The shorter the games, the closer it is, and the longer you can hang around and have a chance. So, time possession type thing. Is what we're looking for.
Going back before 06, way back to 81 when you graduated, that 1980 team on which you played as a senior was a mighty, mighty good one. 7 straight shutouts to start the campaign.
Yes, of course I'm biased and everything, but that's got a special place in our heart. The thing about that team is when I was in fourth grade, all of us, we started Miami Little League football when I was in fourth grade.
Wow.
And a lot of us, we just played all through the years together.
Wow.
And that senior year was something special to shut out our first 7 opponents. We got ranked as high as 6th in the state.
Great.
At one time in the season. That was the good old days. And, the Blue Wave defense, we had a big nickname everybody liked and stuff. So hopefully one day we can to even do better than giving up 20 points a season, but with today's offenses, that's kind of tough to do.
Words of Max Current, 19-year head coach at Miami East. We'll have starting lineups coming up in just a few minutes. Fort Loramie entertains Miami East here tonight. First ever meeting between the two clubs, Fort Loramie having just joined the Cross County Conference here in 2017. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
I'll tell you, Jack, something that jumps out at you when you look at these rosters. Miami East has four seniors. Fort Loramie has seven seniors. That's only 11 seniors going to be playing football tonight. So the future is bright for both of these programs.
Yeah, these two clubs will play every year until one leaves the CCC. Next year at Miami East promises to be a very good rivalry. I would expect next year's game to be week four as well. Then after a two-year cycle, it may change. Fort Loramie playing good football right now, catching Covington in a little bit of a rebuilding season. Knocked off the Buccaneers last week, 28-21. Austin Siegel did throw a 90-yard pick six. Fort Loramie wasn't executing real well in the red zone. Outdistanced Covington by 250 yards on the night. Should have won the game really by more than seven.
Right, that's what they were telling me up here. They were telling me about the game when I first got here. It sounds like they should have won it bigger. 75 total yards. Except for the two drives that scored touchdowns for them on the offense.
So right.
They dominated the game, but and they ended up winning the game.
So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scorersbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 23 branch locations in the Western Iowa District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. We are also on the web tonight here on Scores Broadcast, thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at Tom Jerry's, TomJerrys.com. And you've heard from Brookins already, as well as Primary Eye Care Associates, which has a location in Fort Loramie. And we're also covering tonight's game, thanks in part to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. As the sun sets in the west, Fort Loramie kicks off from north to south to start the game, and it's returned by Miami East from the 15 out across the 25-30, 35-38. We've got a loose football in the vicinity of the 40-yard line, Chuck, and Fort Loramie has recovered a fumble return by the Vikings to start this game.
Well, they stood him up. It was a nice return. They stood him up, and somebody stripped him, and, that's a nice play. Coach Park will be happy about that coverage.
Wow, you kick off to start the game. You win the toss, Chuck. You defer, but as it turns out, more or less, you get the football to start both halves.
That's the way you like it.
Yep. Quarterback Austin Siegel in the power spread as a man in motion across the formation. He gets the handoff. It's a jet sweep right end. It's good for 8-10 yards, close to a first down. Carter Mesher on the gallop for the Redskins, and he's inside the 30 to the 29. Previous line of scrimmage, the 38. Give him 9, second and 1. Mesher provides the good outside scampering for Fort Loramie. Mike Hoing pounds in the middle. Hoing with over 200 yards on the ground last week for Fort Loramie against Covington. Siegel at quarterback. Mesher in motion again. Play action on second and one. Siegel rifles one. End zone. Receiver for the Redskins leaps and can't pull it down 9 yards deep. Two white jerseys back deep for the Vikings. Good play call on second and very short.
I like the play call, and the play fake held the safeties. He was open. I think he held it just a little too long before he let it go.
Wide outs are Mason Kemper, Nick Brandewee, and Mark Sager for Fort Loramie. Blocking back often used is Nolan Holdhouse, tied in Cody Barhorst. The tackles, Cole Egbert and Sam Putoff. The guards, Colin Dietrich and Logan Siegel. Here is the snap back to Austin Siegel, who gives the ball on the play to Hoing, who weaves his way to the line of scrimmage and lunges over it to get the first down at the 27. He carved out 2, first and 10 Redskins. Only 30 seconds into the game, and Fort Loramie, which kicked off, has recovered a fumble already and earned a first down. Miami East Vikings in the road, white jerseys, blue headgear, blue pants. Fort Loramie, the home, black from top to bottom. Red numbers outlined in white. Siegel dishes to Hoing. He's got a big hole. Left guard. He powers through it, stays on his feet, and rumbles to the 13. Two first downs for Fort Loramie. Hoing displaying the hard charging rushing attack, which he showed last week against Covington.
He runs in a straight line as well as anybody we've watched.
He is a workhorse. He's turning into a grinder for this Fort Loramie running attack. Snap back to Austin Siegel. Handoff deep in the offensive backfield. The runner makes one man miss. Good penetration by the Vikings, who slow down Hoing after a 1 or 2 yard gain. That's it. Maybe didn't gain that much. Second and 9, Fort Loramie inside the 14 of Miami East. We've played a minute and a half, no score, but Fort Loramie posing a serious threat. Redskins have a man slot left. Cody Barhorst, the tight end, to the right. Here's a sweep. Carter Mesher tries to get the left corner turned. Does so. Avoids a man at about the 7. Stays on his feet and spins to the 4. There's a late marker out of bounds. Mesher very close to first down yardage. Let's see who the foul is against. Couldn't tell if Mesher suffered a late hit on the play or not.
That's almost the only thing it would be.
Here's the signal by the official. Yep. Mechanics by him indicate personal foul, Miami East. And Fort Loramie, as a result, gets a first down officially at the 1.5.
It was 1 yard penalty, so perfect.
You said, Chuck, it was a 1 yard penalty. And here is Siegel at quarterback. I think he dealt it to Hoing, and Hoing blasted the last 4 feet for the score. And the Redskins, in less than 2 minutes, had put 6 on the board against Miami East, which kicked off to start the game. Fort Loramie Redskins, as head coach Whit Parks noted in the pregame, out of the frying pan on the road last week against Covington and into the fryer tonight against Miami East, which year in, year out, plays very good high school football. But Fort Loramie draws first blood, gets a quick 6, but misses the extra point. It's kicked wide to the right. 2 minutes gone, first quarter. Fort Loramie 6, Miami East nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
A trio of Vikings are back at the 10 to return the kickoff. It is Brown, who comes up to scoop it up at about the 17, and between the hash marks, he runs it back up to the field, or back up the field, I should say, to the 34, where he is decked by Cody Barhorst, and Miami East begins first and 10 inside its 35. Chuck, not so sure it was a good omen to talk with Whit Parks in the pregame about special teams play, kicking specifically. Last week, C.J. Billing, 4 for 4 in PATs against Covington. His first one the night, no good, off to the right. The quarterback for Miami East is Ian Gangler, who fakes the handoff, reads the upfront blocking, hangs onto the leather and scraps his way out across the 35 to the 39.
5'10", 225-pound quarterback.
Yeah, he's a bull, and he showed it on that play. Looked like he might get tripped up at the 35 for a one-yard gain, and he hammered forward for four more. A net five, second and five for Miami East from the Vikings 39. Here is a pitch sweep to the left. It's Brown cutting it back, slicing up across the 40 to the 45, lurches to the 46, and he's got the first down. That's the Miami East wing T, Chuck. And head coach Max Current likes to get a bevy of blockers out in front of Brown, who's a very good runner. He's had more than 200 yards in three games on the ground this year, as has his running mate, Vincent Villela. Here's Brown again. Look at that offensive line for Miami surge. And Brown drills his way up to midfield and over it to the Fort Loramie 47. As he smashes for nine, second and one, Miami's ground game is in full force right now.
Well, it's important for the defensive linemen to occupy the offensive linemen to allow the linebackers to take angles. And so far, the offensive line is pushing them back.
Second and one, Vikings, 46 of Fort Loramie. Here is the ball given off on the play to Villela, about whom I spoke a minute ago. And he knifes inside the 45 of Fort Loramie to the 44. He's got the first down. C.J. Billing for Fort Loramie sat on Villela right there. We played 4 minutes. Miami East having moved the football from outside its own 30 into Fort Loramie's end. Two first downs for the Vikings on this drive, after fumbling away the opening kickoff to start the game. Under center, the quarterback Gangler, he looks over the Fort Loramie defense and takes a timeout. 7:54 left in the first, 6-0 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
And we are online tonight here with Fort Loramie football, thanks to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. Phone 937-295-3243. That's 295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. First and 10, Miami East at the Fort Loramie 44. Here's a running play, outside left tackle. And, Chuck, your words of wisdom, I think, may have been heard by the Fort Loramie Redskins, who got good linebacker support on this running play, and Miami East is able to only generate 1 yard.
Well, when you run the misdirection, like out of the wing tee, which is what Miami East is running, the linebackers have really got to be keyed in on their reads to be able to know what where the ball's going.
Ball at the far hash mark, second and nine for Ian Gangler, the quarterback for Miami East. He is 16 of 29 throwing the football this year, and he goes back to heave one now down the middle of the gridiron. It's wide of the mark, no good inside the 20. He had a wide receiver. No, that was the tight end, Cameron Shellhouse, running free. A Fort Loramie defender was in the area, but the ball wasn't thrown close, and it's third and nine for Miami East, perhaps a passing down again. Over 100 yards throwing for Gangler last week in the blowout against National Trail. Here's a screen behind the line of scrimmage to Brown. He's slowed back at the 47. Gets down inside the 45 to the line of scrimmage, the 44. He's spilled right there. It's going to be fourth and nine for Miami East. Fort Loramie's defense stiffens on the last two plays, causing a punt. 5 minutes gone here in the first quarter. On the field is Blaine Brockschmidt, 6'2 junior. He is in punt formation at his own 44 to take the long snap from center. Redskins with a 2-deep at the 10. Oh, the punt nearly blocked. It is away. A sidewinder beyond the Fort Loramie bench down inside the 15. Let's see where the officials spot it. And they line it up at the 10-11-yard line is where it went out of bounds in midair. Redskins start first and 10 from the 11.
That was about a foot and a half from being blocked.
Wasn't it, though, Chuck?
Woo!
Maybe even just only a foot from being blocked. Or one hand from being blocked. 6.5 to go, first quarter. Redskins 6, Miami East nothing. Fort Loramie 2, the line of scrimmage. Austin Siegel at the 6 takes the snap. Hands to Mesher. He's got a lot of running space around right end. Gets the corner turned. A good jaunt for about 7, but a flag flies about 2 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. And that might signify an offensive hold on Fort Loramie.
That's normally when the umpire throws the flag like that. It's an interior lineman holding.
Redskins scored first against Covington last week, put 7 on the board, never trailed in beating Covington 28-21, led by 14 in the second half at 28-14. Fort Loramie was up 7-0 in that game and was driving deep inside the 5 of Covington before turning it over, had a chance to go up 14-0 in the first period. Final score difference, just 7, but Fort Loramie thoroughly outplayed Covington in that game 1 week ago. Redskins now confront a first down and about 16 or 17 to go for a first down. Back at about the 4.5, Fort Loramie tries to run out of a deep hole, and it's Hoing who angles between right tackle and guard. He's pushed to the turf at the 9. A plus 5 for Hoing. Second down for the Redskins, who still need every bit of 12 or 13 for a first down. 5:40 left to go, first quarter. Redskins send in a play. Kemper, Brandewee, Sager, the wideouts. And over the ball at center is Josh Pangalinan. Handoff, Mesher, way back in the offensive backfield, takes it wide, parallel to the line of scrimmage, all the way to the sideline. Then he turns it up from the north to the south and streaks for a heavyweight gain out to about the 15. I thought he might have gotten to the 20, Chuck, but the official spots a footprint on the sideline at the 15. So it's a 5-yard pickup. I thought it might have gone for 10, but nope. Mesher ran out of real estate. Let's see where the ball is spotted for play officially.
It's about 3rd and 5.
Yep, 3rd and 5. Play clock eventually gets started. Ball took a few extra seconds to get spotted. 5:18 to go here in the first quarter. 6-0 Fort Loramie. Ball placed at the Redskins 15. Fort Loramie must get to the 20 for a first down, actually beyond the 20. Here's a sweep to the left. It's Mesher. Oh, he gets a block in the backfield. Look at him go. Carter turns on the afterburners near sideline. Speeds over the 25, 30, 35. What a romp by Mesher. He simply outran the secondary of Miami East, which could not converge on him until he exploded all the way to the 43. Heck of a run by Mesher.
Boy, when he turns the corner, that kid's guy, he just turns the jets on. 27-yard gain right up the sideline.
Boy, he really stretches the field for the Redskins running game, and then Hoing will clobber you on the inside. Hoing gets the call here. In the offensive backfield, he slowed and stacked up at the 42. Might have lost a yard. 2nd and 11 for the Redskins. 5 minutes even to go in the first quarter, and Fort Loramie leads 6-0. say it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before winter weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. Go to M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. An around-the-clock sale 24/7 on Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, Cooper, and more. M&A Muffler and Tires. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt. Here is Siegel back to throw. Dodges one man. Averts another tackler. Stays on his feet. He rips right back up the middle. Siegel on the loose to the 50. He pulled a Houdini in the offensive backfield. Eluded trouble. And somehow Chuck turned a 4 or 5 yard loss into a gain of every bit of 7, maybe even 8.
Yeah, that was a nice run, and he did a good job. He felt the pressure because it was coming from behind him. I don't know if somebody yelled, look out. That was my favorite block when I played. I used to throw the lookout block a lot.
Third and a yard and a half for Fort Loramie. Ball is just across midfield. And the Redskin ball carrier, Hoang, is dragged down at the 45. He lost 2 or 3. Outstanding defensive tackle by Miami East. It was a junior, Cole Frazier, in on the hit. He subdued Hoang right away. Well, Fort Loramie will face a 4th and 2. Redskins have the ball just into Miami East territory, and Fort Loramie will boot it. Blake Holdhouse back to boot it for the Redskins as he retreats inside his 30, where he'll take the long snap, or I should say inside his 35, gets it away, angles it beyond the far hash, good directional punt, lights on the ground at the 28. Miami East cannot make the fair catch, and then the ball trickles to the 21, and that's where Miami East starts 1st and 10. Punting game continues to excel for Fort Loramie.
Well, he did a real nice job because that ball was about a foot away from going over his head. So he did, the first thing he did well was to catch the ball, so it wasn't a bad snap.
Good effort by Blake Holdhouse of the Redskins, catching that long snap and getting the punt away, and had some overspin on it. 3:22 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie 6, Miami East nothing. Here is Justin Brown. He gets the handoff from the quarterback, Gengler, and he is spilled at the 21 or 22-yard line. Brown couldn't get outside. Nick Brandewey, very athletic sophomore for the Redskins, greeted him and put him on the turf. Second down, nearly 10 to go for a first down for Miami East. 2:59 left to go in the first quarter. Excellent weather night here at Fort Loramie. A lot of red and black down below. And the section across the way representing Miami East about half full. Right up the middle, Miami East tries to bolt Villela. He surges across the 25 to the 27. That's it. Fort Loramie plants a tackle on him right there. 3rd and 5 for Miami East. Carson Moore for Fort Loramie. A 5'7" defensive back. Came up to knock down the ball carrier. We near the 2-minute mark in the first quarter. Redskins 6, Vikings nothing. Fort Loramie tries to force another punt. Wing T, two tight ends, Brown in motion. Gengler gives it to him. Brown around the left side, puts his head down and digs. He scrambles up across the 30, close to the first down marker. And I think the chains are going to be moved. Yes, they are. 1st and 10 Vikings. Brown got just enough. These two teams have played over the years, Chuck, at the JV level and at the football levels below that. But this is the first confrontation at the varsity level. Here's a great throw by Gengler on first down, near sideline, caught, juggled, held on to by the deep receiver. Beautifully done by Brown, near sideline. Boy, that was a circus catch, I should say, Chuck. Gengler put it right on his fingertips. Brown bounced it off his hands a couple times, reeled it in, And he zoomed down the near sideline after catching the ball at the 46. Wound up at the 38 of Fort Loramie. First and 10. Fine. First down throw. And here's a counter back to the near side by Miami East on first and 10. Good running play by Caleb Nichols. He's part of that threesome, which will run the football for Miami East.
The play always reminds me of the old Brian Bashnegel run when Woody used to run that.
Uh-huh. Yep, it would seem like you'd have two or three rushers in the offensive backfield converging at the same point. You didn't know who had the ball.
Never.
That play by Nichols picked up four. Here's the handoff, middle to Villela. He stood up behind the line of scrimmage and then bounces away, springs it to the outside. Vincent Villela has got the first down. Fort Loramie could not yank him to the turf. Good second, third effort by Villela, who rambles down inside the 30. Shoved out of bounds at the 24-and-a-half of the Redskins. First and 10, Miami East. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Fort Loramie leads 6-0, but the Vikings are driving. Predominantly the run, having mixed in a very successful first down pass. Here's a quick hitter, Villela, right guard, pulled to the turf at about the 23 of Fort Loramie. Gain of 4, second and 6 for the Vikings. Scoreboard clock reads 27. Play clock has not yet started. And knowing Max Current like we do, Chuck, Miami East may not run another play before the quarter ends. They won't. Play clock is in excess of the time on the scoreboard to end the first quarter. The Vikings huddle. An additional play is not run. And the first quarter closes, Fort Loramie 6, Miami East nothing, but the Vikings are driving here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We start quarter number 2, and it's a good burst by Miami East. Running play, left guard, it's Brown. He's driving hard, stays on his feet, and he is hammering down inside the 10, the 5, dropped right there in the middle of the field between the hash marks. Miami East exploding on the first play, second quarter, quick count. And a nice crevice opened up for the ball carrier. Excellent run by Brown. Goal to go, Miami East. Here is a counter in the offensive backfield. And Fort Loramie manages to knife in and spin Brown off his feet at the 4.5. Play might have gained a half yard. That's it. Goal to go, Vikings. Opening minute, second quarter. 6-0 Fort Loramie. Wing T, two tight ends for the quarterback, Gengler. It goes to Villela with a spurt up the gut. He is over for a touchdown. And Miami East is drawn even at 6.
They had no problem running the ball that time.
Vikings asserting themselves on the ground. Late first quarter, here start of the second. Very significant drive, and now the Miami East Vikings will attempt to tack on the point and earn the lead. Jonah Brodigam, 5'11", 161-pound linebacker, kicks it away, and he's got it. It's good. 7-6 Vikings, 45 seconds into the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This game is shaping up like our best game of the season so far here on scoresbroadcast.com. Miami 7, Fort Loramie 6. 11:15 left to go here in the second quarter of play. Boy, that wing T for the Vikings was tough to stop on that drive. Redskins really didn't slow it down very well. Miami East blended in one very successful first down pass play from the quarterback Gengler to Brown. Short kickoff, good return, and Fort Loramie blasting out to the 50-yard line. A return by the Redskins from about the 28, 22-yard dash back up field to the 50. In fact, the football is going to be marked for play in Miami East end at the 48. Redskins will take that field position every single time.
And yeah, that was just straight up the middle, nothing fancy.
Austin Siegel at quarterback, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Mesher in motion across the formation. The ball is fed to Mike Hoing, and Hoing trudges ahead, rolled to the ground at the 46. He picked up 3.
I've been watching the Caleb Snyder for Miami East. That kid is not afraid to throw his nose in there and make tackles.
He is an extremely active player. 77 on the roster. That was changed to 53 for tonight's game.
Yep.
5'10", 232-pound junior defensive lineman. Siegel with a deep drop on 2nd and 8. Rifles near sideline. It is nearly picked off through the hands of the defender, then caught by Fort Loramie at the 30. Oh, my goodness gracious. Jesse Nick for Miami East, a linebacker, might have gotten fingertips on that thrown ball from Siegel, Chuck, at about the 33 or 34, and then Fort Loramie hauled it in. I missed the numerals on the jersey of the Fort Loramie wideout who made that nifty catch. And here is Mesher, deep handoff, offensive backfield. Miami East strings the play out, nowhere to go for Mesher. And then he puts his head down and runs straight ahead to make a little bit out of not much as he scrapped his way inside the 30 to the 29. Give him a yard and a half, and that's it. Second down coming up.
It actually was one of the better yard and a half runs you'll see anybody get because it looked like he was going to lose at least 5.
Right. If he continues to roam to the sideline, he would have run out of room and been thrown down for a loss. Here is Siegel back to throw, 10 yards behind the line. He lets it go, releases as he's belted. It's a post pattern, middle of the field in the end zone. A little bit too long, no good, incomplete.
Well, his receiver was running free. He just did not have time to set his feet to throw the pass.
3rd and 9 for Fort Loramie. It was Nick Brandewee who was running toward the goalpost about 6 yards deep in the end zone. Siegel took a hit as he uncorked the football. Incompletion sets up 3rd and a little less than 9 for the Redskins. Here is Siegel to throw again. Steps up against pressure. End zone, middle of the field. It is a bit too long through the hands of the receiver. About 9 yards deep in the end zone. I'm not sure if Mason Kemper, Chuck, would have been in bounds, and he caught it. He's 6'2 or 6'3. Right. He might have gotten the toe down, but couldn't hang on. He was outstretched beyond the end of the end zone. And as a result of the incompletion on third down, Fort Laramie faces 4th and 9. Line of scrimmage is the 29 of Miami East. Timeout taken. 9:25 to go, second quarter. Vikings 7, Redskins 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, Austin Siegel has got the arm to throw the football from the pocket back at the 40-yard line all the way to the end zone. He's done that on 2 incompletions. And now on 4th and 9, Siegel tries to convert. He rolls right, fires downfield around the 10 or 11-yard line, and the receiver for Fort Laramie is tripped. And the defender for Miami East says, hey, I didn't do it. It was incidental. Late flag. And I think the intended receiver for Fort Laramie, Chuck, did a nice job selling that call.
He did clip him. He clipped him with his feet, but I'm not sure I would have made that call. The pass was absolutely uncatchable.
It was. It was Mason Kemper who had the defender beat by a step. Ball was wide. It was a bullet. It was not going to be caught by Kemper. And there was a little trip up, not enough to knock Kemper to the ground, but it did upset his gait a little bit. And Fort Laramie gets a break as a result of the penalty walk-off. The Redskins now set up shop with a 1st and 10 at the Miami East 15. That call benefits the Redskins big time. Mesher in motion. He gets the nod. Sweep to the right. Wide side of the field. He strings it out. Tries to skirt the end, and a good shoulder-high tackle by Miami East at the 13-yard line. Mesher runs for 3 or 4 yards, Chuck. That's a net up the field of 3 or 4, but it takes him a journey to the sidelines of about 15 or 20 yards to get it done.
Well, he's not going to get the corner turn because Miami East is doing a real nice job of stringing that out. He almost has to find a gap and then go ahead and cut it back.
Right. Second down, 8 for Fort Laramie, 13 to Miami East. Good read by Siegel. Siegel kept the football. Dances outside left tackle, and he wriggles down inside the 5. It may not have been Siegel, Chuck. Instead, it was a direct snap to Nick Brandewee. Very good call by Fort Laramie head coach Whit Parks. Excellent decision. Miami East was buffaloed, and the Redskins executed it nicely. Goal to go, Fort Laramie inside the 5. And here is a direct snap back on the play to, I think, Hoyne. And Hoyne barrels, right tackle. Got it, touchdown. Good blocking up front before Laramie.
They called another chop block on him.
Oh, they did. There is a marker around the goal line. Boy, a gaping cavity developed for Fort Laramie on the running play. The penalty denies the Redskins the points, however. 8:22 to go, second quarter. Miami 7, Fort Laramie 6.
You cannot block below the waist if the guy is occupied by another blocker, and that's what the call's been twice now.
And I do some refereeing, Chuck, soccer, baseball, softball, and I prescribe to the saying, you call what you saw.
Yeah, well.
And that's what the official saw.
You can't look at the situation. You got to make calls, and that's a safety factor on that call.
Yes. Goal to go from the 18 now for Fort Loramie, which might be flagged again.
That's going to be the 23.
A pre-snap penalty, and the Redskins retreat, as you said, Chuck, from the 18 to the 23-yard line. Well, after the surge by Brandewee to the 4, a wildcat look, ball was snapped directly to him, and Nick ground out a good gain, a first down inside the 5. Fort Loramie, though, has gone in reverse since. Vikings lead by a .76. Redskins are now backed up to the 23-yard line. Goal to go from there. Delayed handoff, offensive backfield to Hoing. Hoing puts his head down, runs right up the gut. Hangs onto that ball tightly, powering to about the 15 or 16. He garners 7 or maybe 8. Goal to go for the Redskins now outside the 15-yard line. You've got to think that ultimately Austin Siegel will have to throw the football. Wide receiver Brandewee, flanked 10 yards to the right for the quarterback Siegel, who gives the ball off in the offensive backfield, and Miami East penetrates across the line of scrimmage and drops Brandewee right in his tracks. It was not Brandewee who was flanked. He was in the offensive backfield, and he received the football. It was dealt to him by Siegel. No gain on the play. Third and goal, Fort Loramie, 17-yard line of Miami East. Siegel has the handoff, or I should say gets the snap, hands to Brandewee. Brandewee throws, left corner of the end zone, leaping catch, Fort Loramie with a touchdown. And Nick Brandewee figures in a couple of big plays in this drive. There is a marker down, however. Is it a push-off against Fort Loramie? The referees sort it out. Let's see what's been determined. And Fort Loramie is going back again. Touchdown throw is nullified. Brandewee hit Kemper in the corner of the end zone.
That was two people in motion at the same time is what the call is.
That is exactly what it was.
Wow, that was a great call and well executed.
Yep. Brandewee might have been one of those two in motion. He was lateraled the ball by the quarterback Siegel, and then Brandewee, who is a future quarterback here at Fort Loramie, threw a strike to Kemper in the corner of the end zone, but the score is wiped out.
They scored twice on this drive now.
Yes, exactly. I was just about to say that. Third and goal from the 24 now for the Redskins. Here is a deep drop by the quarterback who might have flipped the ball off to Mesher. He's in a crowd, far side of the field. Small advance. No, it was Siegel who held on to it. And he did wriggle down the sideline for a very tiny gain. It is fourth and goal, Fort Loramie, inside the 25 of Miami East. Trips to the right for Siegel. 1, 2, 3 receivers, plus a slot this direction. And Siegel sends a man in motion this side. Siegel rolls this way. He breaks contain, eludes a man, avoids another tackler across the line of scrimmage, and he high steps his way down to the 12, spilled shy of the 10, and that's where the Vikings take over the football. Well, Fort Loramie shot itself right in the foot, Chuck, at the end of this drive.
Yeah, well, like I said, they scored twice, and they got no points out of it.
And the Miami East Vikings take over outside their own 10 with 6:46 left to go here in the first quarter of play, and a timeout is called. One of our underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com is Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Extremely high-quality furniture. Priced just right at Goffney. Great savings, too, at Goffney Furniture. You can check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Big shout-outs to them. The Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, and also the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, which can make your ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, Rushi Versailles Road, just east of the Rushi community. Here's Miami East with a first down pass play from its own 11, and it's Gengler with a strike and a leaping reception out over the 30 to the 32-yard line. Villela hauls it in. He was lined up in the slot on the right. Two big first down pass plays here tonight for Miami East. Vikings don't throw it often, but they've done so very nicely on first down here this evening. One to Brown, here to Villela. Inside handoff Vikings, it's Villela who crowds his way up and over the 30 to the 32. Tackle made right there. Second down and 8 or 9 to go for the Vikings. Halfway through the second quarter.
This is an impressive offensive team. I'm impressed by what I'm watching.
Well, it is, Chuck, and Miami East prides itself in running the football, consuming time off the clock, shortening the game, and relinquishing the time you have on offense as the opponent. Another superb running effort outside right tackle up to the 40 and over it. Gain of 7 or 8, third and a yard or two for the Vikings. Line of scrimmage, the 41-yard line. Caleb Nichols hammered away on that one. Brandewey on the trip up. Third and a yard for Miami East. Possession down here. Wing T. Under center, the quarterback, Gengler. And he's a stout quarterback, broad-shouldered. And he sneaked it right up the middle. And he pushed for 2 or 3, and he's got the first down at the 43 of Miami East. We near the 5-minute mark, second quarter. Boy, the way Miami East controls the football, Chuck, who knows? Fort Loramie might get it on offense maybe 4 or 5 times the rest of the night, and that's it.
Yep, you're not going to get a lot of possessions, so you better make them count.
Gengler with a deep drop, left sideline throw, popped in the air at the 50, out of bounds at the 42, no catch. It was up for grabs. Blaine Brockschmidt, who doubles as the punter for the Vikings, had a shot at it. Good coverage by Fort Loramie, which nearly made the interception on the volleyball rebound. 5:01 to go here in the second quarter. Second and 10, Miami East, which has thrown it 3 times tonight now on first down. Sweep to the right. Fort Loramie slows it, and the ball carrier meets a stone wall at the Vikings 45. Villela rushed it for a gain or two, or I should say for a yard or two. Good stop by the Redskins' Nathan Ratterman. Setting up a 3rd and 7 for Miami East. And this is about as wide open as a formation as the Vikings will employ. 3 wideouts near side. 1 receiver runs a short route in the middle, and he catches. He's across the 50, 46 of Fort Loramie. Blaine Brockschmidt was in the middle of 3 receivers to the left, and he crossed with the receiver inside him, and he set up in an open space, and Gengler hit him.
Yeah, he just sat right down in that zone right in the middle of it, and he was wide open.
Vikings offense extremely efficient. After a fumble on the opening kickoff, Miami East has controlled the line of scrimmage extremely well. Here's Villela powering around right in into the Miami bench. He goes out of bounds on the east sidelines at the 44. Vikings generate two on first down. Second down and eight with 3:43 to go here in the second quarter, and the Vikings leading 7-6. Chuck, I think Fort Loramie's had possession once here in the second quarter, that one long drive
right.
that resulted in no points. Here's a power sweep left side. It's Brown, and Brown plunges down inside the 47, or I should say down inside the 42 to the 41 of Fort Loramie. As he raced ahead for about 3.5 on the play, setting up a third and four for Miami East outside the Fort Loramie 40. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Vikings cling to a 7-6 lead, and Miami East will take a timeout. Redskins down a point late in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Wow, we out of the timeout. Miami East, Chuck, runs a counter left guard. A wave of blockers for Justin Brown, and the play scoots downfield for about 21 or 22. You talk about an escort in front of Justin Brown. The entire Miami East line was perched directly in front of him, and with a bevy of blockers driving down the field as a wedge, Brown picked up more than 20. On first and 10 from the Fort Loramie Redskins 25-yard line, Brown is dealt the ball again. No, it's Villela, and he's spun around in the offensive backfield, gets to the line of scrimmage, and that is it.
The kid's only 166 pounds, and boy, he runs tough between the tackles.
Cody Barhorst on the tackle, actually forward progress. Produced a gain of about 2.5. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Miami East 7, Fort Loramie 6. Roll out to the right, McGangler hands the ball off on a jet sweep to Brown. Right end he goes. He tries to get the corner turn, and he's flushed out of bounds at the 15, maybe the 14. That's near first down yardage. All depends on the spot by the official. Chuck, it appears to be about a half yard short. Third down for Miami East. Half yard to go. Inside the Fort Loramie 15. Minute 50 remaining in the second quarter. The Vikings lead 7-6. Receiver split 7 yards to the right. Here is Gengler. Gengler to Nichols. Nichols puts his head down. He digs right guard. First down and then some. Actually, it was Colt Frazier in the offensive backfield for the first time carrying the ball for the Vikings, and he produced first down yardage. That's four different ball carriers on the night for Miami East, which goes on a quick count. It's Villela around the edge on the right. Line of scrimmage was inside the 10 at about the 9, and he scurried to the 4. He got 5. Clock continues to run. A minute 20 to go, second quarter.
I think it's on the 1 yard line.
You're right, Chuck. It's at the one, very close to it. And pile driving straight ahead goes Gengler. He stacked up at about the 1 foot line. goal to go, Miami East. A minute remaining here in the second quarter, which has been eaten up, Chuck, by 2 6-minute drives by each team.
Yeah.
Fort Loramie, 6 minutes. Miami East, 6 minutes. Here's Gengler, feeds, ball carrier, Villela. He's drilled at the half-yard line. He spun over, though, for the score. And the Vikings lead it 13-6. 44 seconds to go here in the second quarter of play. Fort Loramie won the toss, deferred. Did get the football on a Miami East return fumble of the opening kickoff. And the Redskins will receive to start the second half. Here's the PAT try by Miami East, and it's blocked. The kick is blocked on the play. Jonah Brodigam's boot was pounded to the turf. Not a lot of lift on that ball. That's a big point. It's missed. And the lead for Miami East remains at 7 because Fort Loramie's kick after touchdown was wide right. Boy, special teams, Chuck, so important, as we've seen already here tonight.
Well, that was a big point right there because if they did kick that, now Loramie's got to score and go for two just right. to tie it up.
Yep. Yep. Impressive drive by Miami East. No other way to describe it.
No, they run the ball really, really well. And he is also, he's thrown the ball 6 times, completed 4 of them for 56 yards.
Yep, he was 16 of 29 on the year. Throwing was Gengler, the quarterback, coming into this game. Very efficiently run offense by the quarterback, Ian Gengler, just a junior here at Miami East. Vikings kick off after the touchdown. Onside boot, and Fort Loramie reels it in at the 48. Redskins with good field position now. 43 ticks on the clock yet, and Fort Loramie's got 2 timeouts in hand.
Not sure I understood that.
Nope. That gives Miami East a shot at the end zone. Boy, you kick it deep, you make the Redskins go 65, 70 yards. As it is, Fort Loramie has to negotiate only 51 yards, starting from the 49 in their own end. Siegel, play action, wants to throw. Steps up, launches it. Far left hash, intercepted. Vikings, a leaping stab at the 16. Well done by the Miami secondary. And Justin Brown, who doubles on offense and defense, running back, defensive back, he went way up in the air, timed it beautifully, played center field, and he made the intercept. He's a heck of a two-way athlete on this Vikings team.
Yeah, I mean, they were playing a real deep zone that time. That pass really didn't have a chance.
34 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and you can bet Miami East will sit on it now. Excuse me. Gengler over the ball at center, and his slot left moves to the right. His slot right moves to the left. Here's the snap, and a gain of 2 or 3 over left guard. And that may very well have been the last play of the second quarter. Play clock not yet to start. Scoreboard down inside 20. The Redskins have not had possession often tonight. And against Miami East, you've got to make your offensive possessions really count, because Miami East shortens the game, runs the football. Redskins will get the ball to start the third quarter, and that opening drive to start the second half will be mighty significant for Fort Loramie, which trails to Miami East 13-6 here at the halftime break. Corey Britton, head boys basketball coach at Fort Loramie, will be our halftime guest. Chuck is up next with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report when we come back. Miami East 13, Fort Loramie 6. On scores, broadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie on a gorgeous night for high school football. A few clouds overhead, no chance of rain. Skies have cleared since the start of this contest. No wind whatsoever. Flags down to our north end are limp. Perfect night for gridiron action. Very good game in progress. Miami East scored the last two touchdowns of the first half after Fort Loramie earned a 6-0 lead. And the Vikings are now on top at the break, 13-6 over Fort Loramie. Very strong ground game displayed by Miami East through the first two quarters with some timely forward passes dropped in there.
Well, they ran the ball 27 times for 136 yards. They were 4-6 throwing at 56 yards, 192 total yards in the first half, 11 first downs.
Whew.
And they turned the ball over on the opening kickoff. That was their only turnover in the first half. Loramie ran it 20 times for 118 yards, 1-5 passing for 17 yards, 135 total yards, 7 first downs, turned the ball over on that interception there at the end of the half. The difference is the penalties and the mistakes.
Yep.
That Loramie has had when they have had chances to points on the board. They scored twice in one series, and neither one of them counted.
Our halftime report being brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And Chuck, that's the very point that Whit Parks talked about in the pregame. He said, we've been sloppy in the red zone this year. Last week we were against Covington. Should have won the game by 2 or 3 touchdowns. Opening week against Minster. Got the ball down inside the 5 twice. Came away with no points.
Right.
Shut out 20-0. Tonight, mistakes not being cleaned up in the red zone.
No, and against a team that's going to control the football.
Yep.
On you, you got to score on your opportunities. They're not going to get a lot of possessions there in the second half.
No.
So they're going to have to make them count, that's for sure.
If each team holds onto the football for a couple of first downs, 3, maybe 4, you're looking at 5 possessions tops for Fort Loramie in the final two quarters.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, I think the opening drive in the start of the third quarter is going. They're always big, but I think in this case it's going to be huge.
And maybe Austin Siegel on first down can find somebody open. Gangler, the quarterback for Miami East, has been successful on first down, that's for sure.
I've liked what they've done because they put people in motion. It's kind of locked up the linebackers a little bit, and they're finding people in the zone behind the linebacker but in front of the safeties. I like their scheme here in the first half.
And I agree with you. First drive, third quarter for Fort Loramie. A very critical start to the second half for the Redskins. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And welcome back here to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, Miami's band performing during intermission. Vikings lead the Redskins by a count of 13-6 after two quarters of play. It has been a very good football game, mistakes costing Fort Loramie dearly. Two touchdowns by the Redskins at the end of a drive midway through the second quarter were wiped out because of penalties. Thus, Miami East has the lead of 7. Thanks tonight to our anchor underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Thanks as well to these Fort Loramie sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. And thank you, Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Primary Eye Care Associates. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. And thank you, Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like Brookins. And Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Well, after Chuck McBee gave me the flu this week, I am horsing it out here tonight. A little better than I thought I might be early today when I really didn't have much of a voice at all. And I'm joined now by Corey Britton, head boys basketball coach at Fort Loramie, who can do all the talking for the next 10 minutes or so while I rest. Corey, you're coming off an outstanding season, 21-6 for the Redskins, first district championship in about 7 years, I think, something like that.
Yeah, 7 or 8 or 9, I think.
Yeah, in that vicinity. Started the year extremely strong. I think you went 8-0 at the outset, then 3-3 middle of the year. You finished 10-3, advancing all the way to the regional semifinals, losing to Lima Perry, which eventually got to the state Final Four.
Right.
52-50 thriller set back to Lima Perry. If that game goes one more minute, you probably win it.
Yeah, I mean, we learned a valuable lesson with our young kids that night, that you got to show up and play against the best of the competition for 32 minutes. And unfortunately, we only played well in that game, maybe for 10, right, to even to be in an earshot, to have a chance to make it interesting down the stretch. Shows you what our kids are made of, toughness, never quit, just competitors down to the bone. So really proud of the effort that night, but we got to play on the biggest stages for 32 minutes, and we didn't do that that night, and the better team won.
You mentioned young kids. You will be even more experienced here for the 2017-18 basketball season.
It's about time. We've been waiting for this, for these kids to become seniors and year stronger. And we have our three seniors back. Austin was able to join us after the injury last year, so we'll start four seniors. And then we played a freshman last year, and we played two other sophomores last year. So we'll still be a little young in some areas, but our core will be four seniors, and we're looking forward to it. Should be an exciting year. We just got to get better day by day. Nothing changes just because we think we're going to be a year older and a year better, but got to get better day by day at the process and make sure we're ready to play best in March. And we've been pretty good at that this year. Now we got to take the next step and be consistent in the league. We haven't played very well in the league. 8-4 last year just wasn't going to cut it. So we need to be better in the league, and that starts with our senior leaders.
Speaking of the Shelby County League on the boys' side, you lost in the league twice to Rushi in the regular season, came back and beat the Raiders in the tournament.
Yeah, it's the second year we did that. I mean, the first year, 2 years ago, they really took it to us in the regular season. We didn't compete.
Right.
I think at their place, we were down 21-4 at one point in the second quarter. So, and then we got them in the sectional finals. And last year, we played two really good games, one at their place, and they sort of built on at the end. And last game of the regular season, they hit a hook shot from 2 feet away at the buzzer to beat us by one. So it was just one of those things where you live and you learn. And we played really well that night at Piqua and got them. I mean, that's by far the best we've played in probably 4 years since I've been here. So we just got to be better in the league. I mean, and Rushi's been the staple. Rushi and Jackson Center, that's the staple of consistency.
Yep.
Doesn't matter who they lose, they just rebuild. And they're always at the top of the league, so we can learn something.
Corey Britton, our guest here at the half of Fort Loramie Miami East football. Redskins trail 13-6 at the break. Corey, the head boys basketball coach for the Redskins, starts his fourth year coaching here in 2017. Isn't the Shelby County League great? It's one of two county leagues in the state of Ohio, Corey, where all the schools in that particular conference or league are located in the county. No other schools in the league from outside the county take part. I think up north of Lima.
Putnam County.
Yes. Yep.
That's what I was in my earlier days. We always played the PCL teams when I was assistant coach at Macomb. Yep. So, yeah, it's great basketball. Yeah. I mean,
and you go round robin not once but twice, and then a darn near round robin in the sectional tournament.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to beat somebody twice, three times possibly, and that's tough to do. And you know, the league is just so good every year. And, I mean, the coaching in this league is unbelievable. Those teams are so prepared. I mean, you know everybody inside and out, and they know what you're going to do, and it's just comes down to who can make a play and execute a little bit better. But it's a dogfight night in, night out. And if you're not prepared, you're going to get beat. And there's some nights, if you're not prepared to play well, you're going to get beat by a bunch. And we've had that happen to us a couple times.
Yep. So you wound up 21-6 last year, 8-4 in the Shelby County League, and won the sectional, won the district, advanced to the regional. You'll be strong. Number of experienced returning players here in 17-18. Another varsity basketball program at Fort Loramie will be even better this year, too. Carla Siegel should have a strong club. Young was young last year, won't be quite as young this year, but a lot of talent and good things to come on the girls' side as well.
Carla's awesome. She just does a great job.
And, yep.
I mean, I think they won 15 or 16 games last year and played two or three freshmen at some points.
Mm-hmm.
And their best player might have tore her knee up early in the year, Marissa Meyer.
Yeah, injuries were a factor throughout the year.
They still were able to get there and get places and compete, and they did a tremendous job. And, yeah, it'll be – hopefully a lot of people are in Fort Loramie excited for the winter basketball season.
Now, are you going to – will you have time to coach boys basketball this season? Because you're a married man now, aren't you?
My wife made it hard to be a basketball coach this summer with a June wedding and a June honeymoon. But, yeah, I should be all right. She knew what she was getting into well before I ever asked her to marry me. So she's the perfect basketball wife. She loves every game. She's she'll go scouting with me. She'll go watch a game, or she'll have dinner ready when we have late practice. She's the ultimate wife. I'm truly blessed to have her in my life. We had a June wedding, and it was beautiful, and we went on to our honeymoon, and I have great assistant coaches who took care of everything. So we have a really solid support staff, from my wife to our assistant coaches' families. I'm actually the only coach in our program that doesn't have a kid yet. So we're blessed to have great people around us.
Okay. Child on the way in 9 months?
I hope not. We're not ready for that yet. We want to do a lot of things yet in our life. Okay. But it's a family is definitely something we want. I told my wife I could use a little basketball team running around the house. So.
I think before you were married, we gave numerous shout-outs to your wife-to-be during our webcast when Fort Loramie was playing.
Yeah, for the first couple of years we were dating. She lived in Columbus, so she didn't make too many games, and now she's never going to miss one. She's
right.
She's a diehard. She's there for the end of the freshman games on through, and she's got a little coaching herself. She likes to let me know how it is even after a loss. I don't want to hear it sometimes, but she gives me an earful. She sees everything too, so it's a great partnership and relationship.
Corey Britton, head boys basketball coach at Fort Loramie, our guest. We're about 6 minutes away from the start of the third quarter of the football game tonight between Fort Loramie and Miami East. Vikings lead the Redskins 13-6. One last discussion point. We've talked about the Shelby County League and how competitive it is. The entire West Central Ohio region is extremely strong, especially at the small school level. A number of smaller communities comprise the area. Marion Local won the state football tournament in 16-17. Minster won the state baseball title. Rushi finished right behind in second. Anna girls won track and field. Fort Loramie boys won cross country. Minster girls won cross country. I think Coldwater girls even won bowling.
Yeah,
Coldwater for the Max.
Minster was runner up in football. Coldwater was runner up in football. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, is it? What's in the water? Is it in the corn, in the fields? Is it tradition? Is it family? What spawns the success from the small school programs in West Central Ohio?
I think it, for me, being, I mean, this is year four of living in Loramie. I'm from Northwest Ohio originally.
Sure.
So you always hear about it. When I was in high school, we played Douglas St. John's in the state semifinals 1 year
right.
of football. And I just, number one, the families here are amazing. They're incredible. You come from a two-parent home.
Mm-hmm.
Parents have worked hard their entire lives, and that feeds down to their kids.
And, there you go.
And their kids work hard to earn everything they get. And I think the second thing is tradition and expectations around here. You're expected to compete. You're expected to win, and there's no other exceptions. I mean, if you don't win, that taste, our kids just don't like it. So, I mean, and it's just not our kid. It's Minster. It's Mac. And when you play teams like Marion Local and Minster and Coldwater and Fort Recovery, if you're not ready to compete, they're going to beat you by 60, so it just makes it better. So either you're going to come to compete and get better, or you're going to get whacked out of the gym or off the field or whatever it is. And fortunately for us, we've been able to compete with those teams. A lot of the teams outside of our area get a rude awakening sometimes when they run into them. But it just goes back to learning to compete, being hard-nosed, and coming from a great family and having expectations where, you know, you're going to be great. You got to work at it, and if you don't work at it, somebody else will take your spot.
The goals are always high for schools in West Central Ohio, and every time you play a game, the bar is way, way up here somewhere, and you've got to compete well to match up.
And I think that's been one of the positive things about our basketball season. I mean, you go through our schedule, and there's some weeks where we play Versailles on a Tuesday and on a Friday, Minster on a Saturday. I mean, it's... You have to be ready to compete every night, and when we get into the tournament, luckily for us, I think our schedule has built us for those tournament runs here in the last couple of years, and we need to play better on Friday nights, but we made strides last year, and hopefully we can make another big one this year.
Corey Britton, head boys basketball coach at Fort Loramie. Thanks for putting up with my scratchy throat here tonight. Thank you so much.
Always love coming on and talking to you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. We look forward to the Redskins in action in November for the girls, December for the boys.
Yep, double weekend to start at Anna and then Homewood in Knoxville. So we're looking forward to it. We're scratching to get started. Hopefully our football team plays till about week 15. So that'd be nice to have. We'll start basketball late.
Corey, thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Many thanks tonight here on ScorersBroadcast.com to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call 937-498-7282 on the web at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO, the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, shout-outs to them. And as well, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Make your ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi on Rushi Versailles Road. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens. Plus Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna on Shuey Drive, which has grown to include 8 divisions. These Fort Loramie Game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's, Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, Air Conditioning on the web at tomjerrys.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. The third quarter about set to get started. Fort Loramie Redskins will receive the second half kickoff. Fort Loramie kicked off to start the game. Got the ball right away by virtue of a fumble on the return by the Vikings. Eventually, Fort Loramie got an early touchdown. But Chuck, the last, 17, 18 minutes of the first half, dominated pretty much by Miami East.
Well, they ran the ball well like you knew they were going to, but he had a nice half throw in the football. It really kind of mixing things up, and I think that's the difference. That and the mistakes that Loramie made in the red zone again, which they're going to have to really shore up here in the second half to win the football game.
No doubt about that.
I've got a few local scores for us. Sydney leads Xenia 21-13 at the half. Anna up 20-7 on New Bremen at the half. Lehman thumping Ridgemont 49-0 at the half. Ooh. Troy 24-0 over Fairborn at the half. And Pickwell leads West Carrollton 28-0 at the half.
Lehman was on the road at Ridgemont. And I'm not sure if there is a phone connection out of Ridgemont enabling us to get that score.
They might be on their way home now, because at 49-0, they might have just said the heck with it.
Is that what it is, 49-0?
At the half, yes.
Wow. Yeah. If Marion Elgin wins tonight in the Northwest Central Conference, Marion Elgin is 4-0, going to Lehman next Friday. Lehman 3-1. That would be an interesting Northwest Central
game. Yep.
Opening kickoff, third quarter, return by Fort Loramie from the 30, back out to the 40 and over it to the 44. Okay, Miami East kicked it off short. Then, late in the second quarter, tried an onside kick, And Fort Laramie's had pretty good field position after the exchange resulting from kickoffs by the Vikings. And just 6 yards short of the 50, the Redskins open play in the third period. Here's Carter Mesher. Oh, a gaping crease. Look at him go. 45, 40, breaks a tackle, breaks another. He's gone to the house. Carter Mesher goes 56 for a touchdown. Opening play, third quarter. A quick hitter. And once you get the speed of Carter Mesher, Chuck, beyond the linebackers, it's see you later.
Well, and that was really strong because he really ran into a couple of arm tackles, but you're not going to bring him down with arm tackles. And once he broke the line of scrimmage, you're right, he was history. Whew. That's how you start a half.
Extra point try coming here, C.J. Billing. This would tie the score at 13. Oh, is it important? Good snap. Ball spotted on the ground.
Missed it again.
Oh, Billing hooks it. No good. Two missed kicks on PATs by Fort Laramie here tonight. 13-12, Miami clings to a one-point lead. 17 seconds gone in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Oh, boy, what a way to start a half. My goodness, Fort Laramie with a quick touchdown on the first play from scrimmage to begin half number two, and then a kickoff downfield to the 24 of Miami East. Fine coverage by the Redskins, and the White Shirts start from the 33, 13-12. Miami East leads by a point. Again, Whit Parks and I talked in the pregame about how good in games so far this year Fort Laramie has kicked the ball, but unfortunately tonight two missed points after, and thus the Vikings have the one-point margin.
And both of them were really kind of squirted to the right. They were not hit solidly, that's for sure.
And Miami East on the first play from scrimmage runs it for two from the 43 to the 45, second down and eight. First minute, third quarter, 13-12, Miami East leads Fort Laramie. Quarterback Gengler, hands off, left tackle, and a second effort by Brown. He grinds it out to the 40, and Miami East will need 3.5 yards on third down for a first down. Big play here. Fort Laramie would like to stand strong and force a three and out. To the line of scrimmage comes Miami East. Vikings put Caleb Snyder over the ball at center. Outstanding two-way athlete. Here's Gengler back to throw. Being pursued. He's sacked. Tackled for a yard or two loss. Gengler, the quarterback, rolled to the right. Oh, what a play. But Sam put off. Outstanding defensive lineman for Fort Laramie as he hunted down the QB from the backside and dropped him at the 44. Play goes for a loss of a yard, and now Miami East will kick it away. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Fort Laramie should get the ball in the vicinity of the 30. Short punt return from the 32. Drop, picked up. Here's an alley, near side. 35, 40, great return. 50, Mesher on his feet. 43, 42, of Miami East.
He dropped it, and sometimes that really disrupts the kicking yep. team coming down to, and he did a great job, eluded one guy, and he had a nice run up the sideline.
Carter Mesher show in the third quarter so far, at least the first 2 minutes, 20 seconds. Redskins down a point. 13-12, 9:41 to go in the third. Siegel, spread formation, takes the snap 5 yards deep. Hand off, Mesher again. Look at that hole spread apart. He barrels 10 yards, 15, close to the 26-yard line of Miami East. That's the play that went for 56 in the score.
Why not run it again?
Yep. It looks like, to me, Chuck, Fort Loram has clearly made some adjustments, blocking assignments, interior line here in the second half. Mesher running inside to start the third quarter. He was all on the perimeter in the first half. Here's Hoying outside left tackle. Look at him go. And he churns for big yardage. Breaks a tackle at the 20. 15-10. Hoying over. Touchdown. Mesher and Hoying with two sprints to pay dirt here in the third quarter. That run by Hoying covered about 28. The TD run by Mesher, 56. And Fort Loramie with 12 very hasty points in the third, leading in the game now 18-13. And I think up five, you go for two. And that's what the Redskins will try. Siegel at quarterback, slot right, man in motion that way. Excuse me. Siegel sprinting, looking, out pattern run, 4 yards deep in the end zone. It's hauled in. Good for the 2 points after. Boy, that was a super route run by, I think, Mesher. And he took it to the sidelines in the end zone. Sprinting that way was Siegel. He led him perfectly. Mesher, a step inbounds, caught it. 2 points after are good. And it's 20-13, Fort Loramie. 14 quick points, Redskins in the second half. 20-13 lead, Fort Loramie. 3 minutes gone, third quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Well, it was Nick Brandewee who gets credit with the touchdown reception for Fort Loramie. Good strike thrown to him by Siegel. It was not Mesher on the 2 points after.
No, we're talking about the touchdown.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they were asking us about the. They didn't see who got the touchdown.
I thought it was Hoying.
No, it was Brandewee.
Oh, it was Brandewee? Okay, my mistake. So it's Brandewee on the TD run from 28. After a jaunt of 56 by Mesher, and as a result, the Redskins have a 7-point lead, 2 points after fine pass play, Siegel to Mesher, and the Vikings start after the kickoff return from their own 35. Very short pickup on first down, second down and 8, Villela on the run. Boy, it is amazing how Fort Loramie, Chuck, has scored its points so fast.
Three rushes, 98 yards, and two touchdowns in probably less than a minute.
And the Redskins turned a deficit at the half of 7 into a 7-point lead in less than 4 minutes, third quarter. Short drop by Gengler. And it's a skinny post pattern, middle of the field. He led the receiver a bit too much at the 50. In the area, Carter Mesher for Fort Loramie. Ball was thrown in the middle of the field. for the wideout, Blaine Brockschmidt of Miami East. Gangler, who's been sharp tonight, didn't hook up with him on that one. And now the Vikings have a third down and eight. 8:12 to go, third quarter. Line of scrimmage, the Miami East, 38-yard line. Big play here. Here is Gangler rolling left. Here comes a blitz. It's a sack at the 41. Or I should say the 31. Oh, what a play by Fort Loramie. Not sure who made that tackle for a loss. Might have been Cole Egbert who came blitzing through. And Egbert really jarred the quarterback from the backside.
Yeah, he came right off the edge, and the quarterback had no idea he was coming.
Redskins have now disguised two blitzes very well here in the second half and have gotten to Gangler twice. Here's the punt by Miami East, and it's a beaut. Caught by Mesher at his 31, gets a block, spins to the 39, 40, 41, and the Redskins begin there. 20-13, Fort Loramie. 7:20 left to go in the third quarter. And whatever head coach Whit Parks said, Chuck, during the halftime break, he better commit it to memory because
he got the retention.
It worked. It worked.
Yep.
He did get the attention of the Redskins, who have come out on fire here in the third quarter. Redskins ball, first and 10, 41 of Fort Loramie. 20-13, Fort Loramie leads. Down 13-6 at the break, now up 7. And on this series, Mesher tries to take it over right tackle, and he's flattened right there. Lance Rohrbach in on the hit for Miami East. Mesher, who's run it well here in the third quarter, did not get a slither of an opening on that play. Receivers left and right for Fort Loramie. Siegel on second and 10. And he reads the play, doesn't hand it off. He keeps it, I think. It's Siegel barging over the 50. He's got a dozen. No, it was Brandewee. Maybe from the
snap again.
Yep, from the Wildcat. And that play has been effective tonight for Fort Loramie. That direct long snap from center to sophomore Nick Brandewee. And he danced right up the middle. Good blocking. Executed nicely by the Redskins, who churn out a dozen. 47 of Miami East. Halfway through the third. 20-13 Fort Loramie. Brandewee in motion across the formation. Handoff on the play to Hoying. And Hoying scoots up the middle. He's got a nifty 7 or 8 to the 40 of Miami East. Well, Fort Loramie's offensive line blocking has been crisp.
Yeah, they're very impressive. I have a tendency to, when I watch something like this, give the whole line the offensive, the Clancy's players of the game.
Redskins up front getting the job done. Tight end Cody Barhorst, Cole Egbert, and an offensive tackle along with Sam Putoff. Logan Siegel at a guard along with Colin Dietrich. Here's Metric, or I should say Mesher, trying to get around the corner. Carter turns it upfield, a nice surge, and he skips to the 35. He's got 5 or 6 and a first down. Nice run, Carter Mesher.
Two quick scores to get the lead, and now a nice long drive to run some clock and another score would be exactly what Loramie needs here.
I tell you what, Chuck, you get up with two touchdowns with 12, 13 minutes to go, and you may force this wing T of Miami East to do some things it's not accustomed to do.
Right.
Deep drop to Siegel on first and 10. It's a flat pass, and a rolling on the ground attempt to receive it is ruled no good at the 31. Tight end Cody Barhorst was there, but he could not get his hands under the ball.
He throws that up a little bit to him, and he can catch it on the run. He had some room.
Uh-huh, sure did. Second and 10, Fort Loramie. Inside the 35 of Miami East, nose of the football, just across it. Incompletion, stop the clock, 5:05 to go in the third.
Second quarter was all Miami East. Third quarter, all Fort Loramie. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Brandwee in motion now lines up in the backfield, and he blocks. Direct snap to Hoying. Hoying on the edge, puts his head down, and bulldozes inside the 30, spilled at the 28. And Hoying ram-rotted his way for 8.
There we got a flag.
Oop, there is a marker down at the 30, and it's coming back. Would have been 3rd and 2. Penalties have been a thorn for Fort Loramie here tonight. Redskins, you may recall, may not recall if you've just joined us, had 2 touchdowns called back in the second quarter. 2 scores at the end of a long drive were nullified by penalties in that second period.
I have never seen in a high school football game, that was the 4th chop block called on Loramie here in the game.
Well, that's been a point of emphasis tonight, that's for sure. Here is Siegel faking, throwing, 10-yard line, a leaping catch, touchdown! Woo! What a play! What an arm by Austin Siegel. He rifled that ball from his own 44-yard line. And was it Carter Mesher who zoomed downfield and in lickety-split fashion caught it on the dead run inside the 5? He simply outraced the entire Miami secondary as Mesher.
I think that was Mark Seeger. Sager?
Was it Sager?
Yep, Sager. Number 15.
What a catch by Sager. Fort Loramie sold out. 1 man on the route. Full protection for Siegel, Chuck, and he threw a tremendous forward pass. He looked like Bart Starr on that one. Looked like Bart Starr. He gets a big star for that throw. Touchdown reception, Sager, and the extra point try by Fort Loramie is again missed.
No, they tried to. They went for 2.
Went
they
for 2.
Stopped, yeah.
Fort Loramie went for the 2-point conversion to inch out to a 15-point lead. It was denied, and it's a 13-point game with 4.5 to go in the third. 26-13 Redskins on scores.broadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number 1 again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
But, Chuck, let's give credit where it's due. Mark Sager made the touchdown reception, and it was, what, a fly pattern? How would you describe it?
He just ran right down the seam. I mean, he ran down the hash all the way, and that pass was perfect. It was not badly defended.
No. Sager caught the defensive back by surprise a little. Miami East was within a yard and a half of Sager, but what a strike by Fort Loramie quarterback Austin Siegel. Sager, 6'1", 170. Hauled it in, what, Chuck, about the 5-yard line? He was outside the end zone.
Yeah, he caught about the 5.
Right on his fingertips. No drops on that one. Beautifully thrown ball by the quarterback, Austin Siegel. I can recall Bart Starr, Chuck, when I was a kid. Green Bay would run the ball some more, and then Starr would send one receiver downfield, and the defense is looking for the running back, but he doesn't have the ball.
Yeah, Jim Taylor and Paul Horning.
Yeah. Who was it? Max McGee.
Max McGee. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Max McGee would catch the long bomb down the middle. Seemed like once a game, and the defense would be completely napping. Yeah, Miami East now has work to do. 1st and 10 running play from the 35 after the kickoff return is good for a plus 3, second down and 7 from the 38. Here's Brown sweeping left in. He slants across the line of scrimmage and gets beyond the linebackers in the secondary. Look at him go. Left sideline. He'll take it 62 to the house. Wow. And just like that, Justin Brown for Miami East has made this game a cliffhanger.
And yeah, boy, once he turned the corner, that kid was flying.
And you probably didn't hear it in the background, but to Fort Loramie, which has been victimized by three or four chop blocks tonight, had somebody in the crowd yell out to the referees, wasn't there a chop block finally on Miami East? Beautifully executed play by Brown. And he's got more.
He's fast.
Oh, yes. He's really fast.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. And we saw him at top speed on that play.
He's only a junior, too. Boy, they got a lot of talent coming back, just like Loramie does.
If QB is a junior, that'll be a heck of a game next year at Miami East. We had a penalty on the Vikings, pre-snap foul on the extra point try. This time it's kicked from further back at the 15, and the kick is boomed. It's a beauty.
That kid's got a leg.
Yeah, Jonah Brodigham smacked it through. And as a result of that made PAT by Miami East and the missed two-point conversion before Loramie, it's a six-point game.
Right back to six.
Yep. 26-20 Fort Loramie, under four to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
And Jeff Bray, one of the founders of scoresbroadcast.com back in 2007, has just joined us online down in South Carolina. And somehow, some way, he's got Sydney folks in the stands at Xenia. And he's just related a score to us, 28-13, third quarter, Sydney over Xenia on the road tonight at the Buccaneer Stadium.
Well, and even more magic than that, somehow he got a picture behind us shooting out onto the field. So I don't know how you did that, Jeff, but I'm impressed. You could be on America's Got Talent.
Somebody here in the Fort Loramie crowd sneaked up into the press
behind
box.
Us, yeah.
Yeah, took a picture and quickly texted the pic as an attachment
and
to Jeff Bray.
They got my best side, too, from behind.
I've got 11 strands. You've got about 50. You got more strands than I've got. Well, Fort Loramie now leading by six after the great run by Brown for Miami East. Starts first and 10 after the kickoff return at the 42 of the Redskins, and Fort Loramie gets a quick 10-11-yard run on first and 10.
They need to answer. I mean, this game is absolutely not over.
No, it's turned into a high-scoring tilt after a slow start on the scoreboard. 26-20, Fort Loramie, 3:33 to go in the third. Snap back to Austin Siegel. And here's a run, left tackle, gain of about 5 to the 41 or 42. I said Siegel, whenever that direct snap goes to the back in the Wildcat, it's Brandewey.
Well, you got three choices back there. So unless you catch the initial snap, it's hard to tell who has it until they get up off the pile.
And Brandewey is a very good runner. And he picked up officially 5 on first down. Second and 5, Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, 41 of Miami East. Here's Siegel to Hoing. Delayed handoff. Offensive backfield right up the gut. And he rips his way to the 38. Third and 1, Redskins. 2:40 to go, third quarter. 26-20 in favor of Fort Loramie. And we remarked early on, Chuck, it looked like it was going to be our tightest webcast here on Scores Broadcast this year. And this contest is nipping, Chuck.
I think you're right.
Last possession may win it. Who knows? Third and one, Redskins. 37 of Miami East. Hoeing wants to go inside, can't, takes it outside, puts his head down, lowers the boom at the 35, and pushes to the 33. He's got the first down. Official time and equipment adjustment perhaps for Miami East, or maybe a Viking player is down near sideline. Boy, that Hoeing is a load.
Yeah.
For Fort Loramie. Mm. Well, we've got a moment here and 2:10 to go in the third quarter. And Fort Loramie leading by 6 and a new set of 4 coming up for the Redskins. We'll highlight the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, established in 2011 with a qualified staff available to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Also offering ear piercing, watch battery replacement, watch link adjustment, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning and inspection for worn prongs and loose stones. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair, is the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, Rushi Versailles Road, east of Rushi. So come in and check us out. Say hello to Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn and tell Jolene you heard about the Jewelry Barn on scorersbroadcast.com. 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn's phone number 526-5557. 526-5557. On the web, jewelrybarnusa.com. Jewelry Barn and Rushi jumped on board with us during the state Final Four in baseball. Rushi and Minster played in the D4 state championship last spring. First and 10, Fort Loramie. Ball marked for play at the 34 of Miami East, and it's Hoeing getting the nod. 2 straight plays. This time he wedged out only 2. Second down, 8. Ball marked for play at the Vikings' 32-yard line.
You've been doing pretty good. Sounds like it's starting to slide on you a little bit.
Minute 44 to go in the third. Big series. Redskins lead is 6. Fort Loramie trying to push it back out to 2 touchdowns. Brandwee in motion. It is Siegel to Hoeing. Left tackle. Stretches. Picked up 2 or 3 more. Maybe a passing down coming up. Third and 5, or maybe Chuck, you run it twice. Who knows? Third and 5, inside the 30 at the 29 of Miami East. A minute to go in the third. 26-20, Fort Loramie. Here is the snap back on the play to Siegel. It's an in sweep, and it's collared behind the line by Miami East. Very good penetration. Brandon, we tried to get on the outside, and he had no chance. Tell you what, the Vikings smelled that one out.
That was the first play all night that Loramie lost yardage.
Is that right?
That was pretty impressive.
Yep. And a big time for Miami East to come up with a -5. Ball marked for play now back at the 35. Fourth and 11, Redskins. Deep drop to Siegel. Looks middle of the field. Airs it out end zone. Here's a leap and a catch. 8 yards deep. No! The receiver couldn't hang on. Wow. Mason Kemper at 6'3" went up for it. Had the defender beaten by a half yard, and he could not quite finish off the reception.
Well, I mean, there was distraction. The defender was there. I'm sure there was hands in his face. When I say drop, it would have been a good catch. It would have been a good catch. But it was a great throw. Put it right on him again.
Yeah, Siegel's throw again was perfect, and he heaved it a good 45 to 50 in the air right on the spot. And now minute 46 to go in the third. Miami East gets the ball back. Down by only 6. Good running play by Brown. It's a counter, and he charges ahead for 12. First and 10 Vikings out at the 46-yard line. And, Chuck, that's the trouble with going for it on 4th and 11 from the Vikings 35. You don't make it. If you don't make it, you give them pretty good field location. You could have punted down inside the 10 or 15. Third quarter ends, first and 10 Vikings at their own 46. Fort Loramie up by 6 points, 26-20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Here is Gangler to throw on first and 10 to start the fourth quarter, and it is batted incomplete at the 38-yard line. Boy, Gangler, the quarterback, was trying to throw to Brocksmith, the wideout, a skinny post down the middle. Fort Loramie jumped the route. Thankfully, the throw was a bit low.
All right.
Redskins got the deflection.
Well, linebackers did a nice job of dropping into coverage that time.
Second and 10 for Miami East. Line of scrimmage, the Vikings 46. Opening seconds, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie leads by 6, 26-20. Here's Gangler, inside handoff. The ball carrier tries to angle outside left tackle. It's Brown. Redskins hog tie him to the turf after a small advance. Mark Sager hung on for dear life at the 50. A pickup of 3, third and 7, Vikings. 30 seconds gone in the fourth quarter. 26-20, Fort Loramie. Heck of a high school football game. D5, Miami East, Division 7, Fort Loramie. It's a cross-county conference shootout here at Fort Loramie tonight. Here's Gangler, rolling right, wants to throw. Looks, far hash mark. And it is a diving effort, ruled incomplete on the ground at the 21.
That was Brown, and I'll tell you, he laid out for that one and almost made a heck of a catch.
And to Gangler's credit, Chuck, he threw it where nobody but Brown could get his hands on it. It was knee high and just a bit low. Brown almost made a spectacular grab at the 25. And now Miami East must punt from right at the 50. Redskins with two deep men inside the 25. And Fort Loramie taking nothing for granted here. In punt formation is Rockschmidt. Gets the kick away. High in the air. 20-yard line of Fort Loramie. Sideline. Juggled and fumbled out of bounds. Actually, the ball rolled to the sideline stripe at the 18th. So Fort Loramie's backed up. And here's where you need a time-consuming drive, which, if it ends in points, Chuck, might put the game away.
Yeah, but they can run 5 or 6 minutes off the clock here and get some points.
Yep.
It's going to be tough for East to come back.
And you cannot afford a turnover now. First and 10 Redskins at their own 18. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter. 26-20 Fort Loramie. Super cross-county conference game, week 4 of the regular season, week 2 conference action. Here's Miami East trying to slow down the ball carrier, Hoing, who breaks one tackle, trudges over the 20, and might have pushed to the 21. Second down and 7. Caleb Snyder, who's been in there a lot for Miami East, was on the stop once more. Tell you what, Chuck, Miami East does have Covington left on the schedule in a couple weeks. But these two teams are good enough to win out from here on. No question. Here's Siegel. Misdirection, offensive backfield. Ball dealt, running effort, Hoing, outside right tackle, and he explodes up and over the 25 to the 27. Huge play here. Third and 5 feet for a first down for Fort Loraman. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Each one of these teams good enough to run the table in the Cross County Conference. No doubt about that. So this makes tonight's game extremely important. Here's Hoing, right guard for Fort Loramie, meets resistance at the line of scrimmage. I do not think he made an inch. And if you're Fort Loramie, Chuck, you've got to punt the football.
I think you do. I'm not sure. I don't critique, but, boy, I would have just handed the ball to him straight up the middle. I don't think I would have run that misdirection he just ran.
Fourth and one, and Fort Loramie's got to punt. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins' 28-yard line. Deep punt formation, low snap. Kick is away, and the catch made at the 41, fumbled by the Vikings, who do recover. First and 10, Miami East at the 41, which isn't far from where Miami East punted on its previous possession. So the Vikings may have lost a couple minutes on the clock, but get the ball right back with 9:08 to go in this game. And Fort Loramie's up by 6, 26-20. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, band gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
The last punt by Blake. Excuse me. Easy for me to say. That last punt by Blake Holdhouse traveled 30 yards for the Redskins. No return by Miami East, which starts first and 10 from its 41. 3 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Redskins up 6. Here's a sweep around the right side by Miami East, and the ball carrier has an avenue. He shoots up across the 50. Justin Brown to the 48 of Fort Loramie. And he scampers for 11, first and 10 Vikings. Brown is a danger to take it all the way from any spot on the field. And Fort Loramie cannot lose sight of him. First and 10 Vikings, 47 of the Redskins. And Gengler hands the ball off, broken tackle behind the line. And then Fort Loramie finishes off the play after a 2-yard pickup by Villela at the 45.
That is not a big kid for as hard as he is to bring down.
You're so right. Villela for this Miami East team stands at 5'8", 166, a junior. He is hard-nosed. 6-point game, keep in mind, Fort Loramie, after its last score, went for two, didn't make it. And Miami East, after its last touchdown, kicked the extra point to cut it to 6. Here's a handoff by Miami East over right tackle. Good effort, Villela sliding inside the 40 to about the 38. Third and one for the Vikings. And a Fort Loramie player may be shaken up a little bit, hobbling back to the line of scrimmage, is the Redskin. 4 minutes gone, fourth quarter, 26-20, Fort Loramie. Miami East trying to put together one of its lengthy patented drives, geared by a strong running game. And Fort Loramie needs a stop. Receiver far right, under center Gengler on third and a yard. Handoff right tackle. and slithering to about the 35 is Villela. He picked up two or three. He's got the first down. First and 10 Vikings, Redskins 35. Well, you hope, Chuck, that if Miami East does score, they leave enough time on the clock for the Redskins to negotiate 60 or 70 yards if they have to.
Excuse me.
Clock running 7:28 to go. Here is Gengler handing middle of the field. Ball carrier bulldozes inside the 30 to the, or I should say inside the 35 to the 32. Logan Siegel tripped up the ball carrier. Small advance of three. Second down and 7, Miami East. Line of scrimmage, the 32 of Fort Loramie. 5 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. 26-20 Redskins. Slot right for the quarterback, Gengler, and he signals timeout. It's taken by Miami East. 6:54 to go in the game. Redskins up by 6 points on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Well, after the timeout, Miami East tries a little counter with Villela running. Miami East got three on the previous play before the timeout, two on this one, and it's 3rd and 5 Vikings. 30-yard line of Fort Loramie. 6:28 to go, fourth quarter. Redskins up 6. Gengler gives off on the play to the ball carrier, who spurts into the secondary of Fort Loramie all the way to the 10. It's Villela. Wow, he powered for a quick 20 and a first down. Miami East offensive line has been splendid all night long. Cody Smith at a guard, Brendan Dalton at a guard, Cody Neiswanger and Lance Rohrbaugh at the tackles, Caleb Snyder at center. Here is Villela again trying the right side, and he slices for a couple from the 10 to the 8. Second down for Miami East. Previous line of scrimmage was more like the 13. I may have misspoken. New line of scrimmage, the 8. So it's second down and 5. Miami East can get a first down inside the field of play. Here is Gengler handing off in sweep right side. Vikings 3-2-1. Touchdown. Tie game 26-26. Justin Brown danced around the end, and once he got the corner turned, he was into the end zone in a jiffy. He made those 8 yards look pretty easy. Big extra point try here by the Vikings. Jonah Brodigam. Snap from center is good. Ball marked on the field. Spotted. Place kick. Yes! By Brodigam. And the Vikings have got the lead. 27-26. A PAT difference in this game now. 5:31 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
A very short kickoff by Miami East in Fort Loramie returns from the 32 back near the 50. 48-yard line, Redskins 52 yards away from going back ahead in this game. Chuck, as we were talking during that commercial break, Fort Loramie with two missed PAT kicks and one missed two-point conversion try.
Right, yeah, I mean, you're down a point, and you can certainly have no problem finding where they came from.
Right. Yeah, first two touchdowns tonight, Fort Loramie could not convert the kick after either one. And then Fort Loramie, after its last score to reach 26 points, went for two and did not make that conversion either. Here's Holing on first down, first and 10, 47-yard line of Fort Loramie, and a bolt for about 9 or 10 to the Miami East 45. Second down and one to go for the Redskins. 5 minutes remaining in this game. Well, if you are Fort Loramie, you want to score, Chuck, and take it right down to the last minute. Snap back to Siegel. Inside handoff, Owing slips to a knee, which goes down maybe a foot short of the first down stake. Line of scrimmage, the 39 and a half of the Vikings. Third and about 2 feet for Fort Loramie. Four and a half to go in the game. Normally, Chuck, the 39 or 40 wouldn't be four down territory. But it is. Right.
Oh, it is with 4 minutes to go. Yeah, no doubt.
For sure. Here's a direct snap. Oh, my goodness. Fort Loramie with movement, Wildcat formation, and the Redskins are penalized 5 yards.
Wow. You talk about the missed PATs, then you go ahead. The biggest thing is the penalties, boy. Just killing them tonight in really crucial spots.
Yeah, penalties in the second quarter. Just wiped off the scoreboard. Two Fort Loramie touchdowns. Difference in this game is 1 point, 27-26. And the Redskins now facing a third and six. Call a timeout from right at the 50-yard line. Don't go away. 4 exciting minutes left on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. We give big shout-outs here on Scores Broadcast to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. M&A, Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. Here is a halfback pass by Fort Loramie, thrown down inside the 25, intercepted by the Vikings. Hope that was not Austin Siegel, Chuck. Who was throwing the football, was it?
No, that was Nick Brandewey. They went to that halfback pass again. That throw didn't have a prayer. There was two defenders that fought each other to see who got intercepted.
Underthrown, picked off by Miami East. And with two or three first downs, the Vikings might have a shot at running at the clock. 3:58 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Two timeouts left for the Redskins.
Yep, 27-26 Vikings. Here's a run, left guard, pickup of two. Vincent Villela on the carry. He lugged it for a couple. Second down and eight. Again, Fort Loramie, its own worst enemy here tonight. Penalties, a key interception turnover here, and infractions in the second quarter nullified two touchdowns.
Well, you got a third and one. Somebody moves early, and all of a sudden it's third and six, and you got to do something you don't want to do, which is throw a halfback pass.
Right, exactly. Two missed PATs, one missed 2 points after attempt. Here is Villela over center, and he totes it up ahead for about 3 or 4 yards. Got to the 30, maybe the 31. It's going to be third down, 3 to go for a first down.
Need to make a play right here.
Yep. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Miami East up a point, 27-26. Third down, 3 yards to go for the Vikings. This is an enormous play. Fort Loramie must get a stop. Snap to Gangler in the wing tee. Hand off right guard. It is Villela. Pulled down from behind in the vicinity of the 33-yard line. Looks like he's a good yard and a half short.
Yeah, it's fourth down and about a yard.
And would Max Current, the 19-year head coach at Miami East, go for it?
Well,
and try to seal the deal?
They haven't done much to stop them in the rush tonight. So, I mean, it's kind of a gutsy call, but he's going to run a down call timeout.
Yeah,
he's going to do.
That's the smart thing to do.
Then they're going to talk about it.
And we'll be down to 2 minutes and 3 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Fourth and about 4 feet coming up for Miami East, which leads Fort Loramie by one, 27-26, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Oh, here's the play of the game. Miami East lines up to go for it. Inside handoff, right guard. Vikings with a second effort, and it looks to be a first down. Just over the 35 of Miami East, which gets a new set of four, and that will force Fort Loramie to use a couple timeouts in a hurry-up fashion. Gutsy call by 19-year head coach Max Curran. But, boy, that's what the wing tee does for you, Chuck. You perfect the running game, and you've got so much confidence doing it.
Well, if you're Miami East, especially in this game tonight, you had to feel like if you couldn't get a yard, you probably deserved to lose the game.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that's what Max thought. Here's a sweep left end, and the ball carrier is piled up. Justin Brown tried to take it to the outside. Excuse me. He made sure he stayed in bounds. He picked up two. Fort Loramie takes a timeout. And it will be second down and 8 yards to go for Miami East. Line of scrimmage, the 39 of the Vikings. Minute 31 to go here in the fourth quarter. That's been a heck of a game. Neither team deserves to lose, although Fort Loramie has clearly made more errors, more mistakes tonight.
No doubt. They have made big mistakes, and they're so glaring because they were in huge situations.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, and Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, along with the Sydney Daily News. Here is misdirection, offensive backfield, running play, good for about 4, maybe 5, to the 43. It's Villela, who tries to get up off the ground, can't do it. He's shaken a little bit. And as a result, Chuck, Fort Loramie gets a break. The clock stops. 1:26 to go.
Right, but they're still going to have to use their timeout, or the play clock's going to run down again. They got 25 seconds.
Exactly.
It'll be marked for play as soon as they get the injury off the field.
And then the Vikings will use the full 25, or Fort Loramie.
I think they already used it. I think they called the timeout.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yep, so it's going to be 3rd down and 3.
Yep. Yeah, 3rd and 3 for Miami East. Line of scrimmage at the Vikings, 43. First down can be earned at the 46. And Fort Loramie needs to stop a running play. Then I doubt if, with under 1 minute to go, Miami East would go for it.
You might, at that point, you punch. You got you made them use their timeouts, which is what you want them to do.
Yep.
And you run another play, you punt, it's going to be under 1 minute, and you figure, you know, they're going to have to go probably 70 yards.
In 2 weeks, Miami East plays Covington, and that, for all intensive purposes, Chuck, if Miami East wins tonight, that game against Covington is for the outright cross-county conference crown.
Well, and we have not seen Lehman this year yet, but for Lehman to put a pretty good win on Miami East, it tells you something.
That's a statement. That was a 14-14 game midway through. Lehman tallied the last 17 points and defeated Miami East in week 2 by a 31-14 score. Fort Loramie pretty much needed a win tonight and then a very successful finish over its last 6 to earn a home playoff game and finish in the top 4 in the region. A loss tonight, and Fort Loramie will probably finish in the second 4 and play on the road. And the Redskins would need to avoid another slip-up to fall out of postseason consideration. Running play by Miami East, a loss of 1 yard. And now the Vikings, with Fort Loramie having no timeouts left, will see the clock wind down below 1 minute. And the Vikings will probably punt it, Chuck, with about 45 seconds to go in the game.
He's done a nice job kicking the ball tonight. We talked about the punting game. Both teams punted the ball well. So it looks like, barring a block or a great run back, it looks like Loramie's going to have about 38 seconds after the punt, maybe 35 seconds, no timeouts, and probably 70 yards to go.
And the punt will take place with 43.3 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout has been taken. What's Fort Loramie's strategy, Chuck? If you can't produce a big return, fair catch it?
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, I would put 10 guys up there, and I would go after it, because I think that is really your only chance.
Yeah, good thought. Need a block, need to somehow gain possession deep in Miami East end of the field.
Now, Mesher back there running the football, if he catches the punt, he is also a threat to score, but they got 2 people back, so they're. I don't think they're going to go after it. They're going to try to set up a return.
With 2 people, you've got a good shot to catch this punt. And in deep punt formation, is Blaine Brockschmidt, and he angles it near sideline to about the 20. It's picked up on a bounce by Fort Loramie, which runs it back up to the 28. Beautiful directional kicking, which used the sideline as a defender. Well done by Miami East. That was a perfectly executed punt. It wasn't long, but it pinned Fort Loramie on the sideline, and the Redskins couldn't bring it back but 5-6 yards.
Well, they didn't score on that drive, but that was a perfect drive for them. They used up all the clock, made Loramie use their timeouts.
33.9 to go. Siegel at quarterback. He drops back to his 19. Here comes pressure. He steps up. He's going to run it. He's up across the 35, 40, 45, 47. Well, now you got to get up and get it spiked and get the clock stopped. Vikings slow to getting on their side. And with Fort Loramie having gained the first down, clock stops till the chain is advanced. And then it's spiked by Siegel with 21.5 remaining, ball at the 46.
YP, and that run right there put him in a position now where he's got the arm to throw the ball down to the end zone compared to 68 yards. He was not going to throw it that far.
Yeah, we've seen two throws tonight that have traveled 45, 50 in the air.
Right, and the key right here is to give him enough time to step up and let the receivers, because they're 20, 25 yards back with their safeties.
Yep. Vikings have four men back at the 30. Siegel, with time, steps up in the pocket. He's going to be corralled and sacked at the 45. Clock runs down to 8, 7, 6. Don't know if the Redskins can get to the line of scrimmage and salvage a second or two and get it spiked. Yep, they do, with 2.8 to go. Well, this is going to be a real tough luck loss for Fort Loramie, which had a 26-13 lead in the third quarter. Redskins missed two PATs, missed a two-point conversion, had two touchdowns called back, threw a big pick here early in this fourth quarter. 2.8 to go, final play of the game, barring a penalty. Siegel at his 35, launches middle of the field. Center fielder for Miami East makes the interception. That might have been a mistake. He caught it at the 12, ran back to the 8, was tackled. Thankfully for the Vikings, the interception wasn't made and fumbled into the end zone.
Yeah, it's hard to tell a kid just to knock it down.
Yep. And Miami East wins it by a point in a thriller. 27-26 in favor of Miami East. That's the final score here tonight at Fort Loramie. Redskins fall to 2-2. Vikings advance to 3-1. And Fort Loramie, after beating Covington in the Cross County Conference last week, loses at home tonight to Miami East. A real difficult setback to swallow for Fort Loramie, and the Miami East players jubilant at the end of this game, as well they should be. Chuck, Miami East dominated the second and fourth. Fort Loramie outplayed Miami East in the third. And the margin of difference in the second and fourth by Miami East was enough to spell defeat for Fort Loramie. Again, Redskin mistakes. Two penalties wiped out touchdowns. A big fourth quarter interception was thrown. Two missed PATs. A missed two-point conversion. That sums it up. Plus, Fort Loramie's inability to slow down Miami East's run game often enough here tonight. Redskins just did not get enough stops on defense.
Well, both teams ran the ball very well. Yep. Loramie ended up with 299 rush yards. Miami East, 292. 65 yards passing for Loramie and 56 for Miami East. Loramie actually ended up with more yards. It was real close, 364, 348. The difference, three turnovers, one turnover, and the second big is the missed PATs, and then the penalties when they were running down to score points. So this is one where the coaching staff, the kids, everybody, the parents will go home, and you will second guess about a million things that you saw tonight.
Yep. And the point of emphasis for Fort Loramie this week was we've got to clean up some things, fine-tune some things in the red zone. Where we've not been real efficient this year.
And it didn't happen.
And you're right.
Didn't happen.
Nope, didn't happen. Our Clancy stars of the game, Chuck.
Well, let me look at this for a second. I think Nick Brandewey, I thought he was terrific on both sides of the ball tonight.
Yep.
And Mark Sager had the big touchdown catch down there. So it's going to be Mark Sager and Nick Brandewey, Clancy's players of the game.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, Chuck, I think everybody here at Fort Loramie was nervous about this game tonight. At Miami East with a very good high school football tradition. 19-year head coach Max Curran. And the Vikings made fewer mistakes than the Redskins, and that spelled the difference in the game.
That is the difference. I mean, I thought Loramie at halftime made some outstanding adjustments.
Yes.
Defensively and offensively.
Yes.
Too many mistakes in crucial situations. And that was the difference in the ballgame. Well, in a one-point game, trust me, you're going to go home, and you're going to think of a thousand things. Just 1 yard here, one call there. I would like to find out about all those chop blocks. I've never seen that in a high school game. Four of them in one game, all against the same team. But I probably won't get to see the game film, so I'm not going to see it. But I'm a little skeptical.
And as you pointed out, Chuck, a few minutes ago, yardage totals very even. In fact, Loramie outgained the Vikings on the night.
Well, it was a 1-point game. Everything about the game tonight was even, except unfortunately the score was 1 point short for the Redskins.
Miami East, a very good Division V football team, and no doubt will be in the playoffs come season end. We hope along with the Anna Rockets as well. Yeah.
Last score I saw, Anna was up 28-14.
Okay.
In the fourth quarter.
Over New Bremen.
Over New Bremen. And then Sydney always likes to make it a game. They now lead Xenia 49-41.
Oof.
In the fourth quarter. If they ever figured out how to play defense, they would be unstoppable.
Unbelievable that game has gotten that snug. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. And next week, it's either Delta St. John's at Anna or Marion Elgin at Lehman Catholic. And Lehman winning handily, as expected, at Ridgemont tonight, boosting the Cavaliers' record to 3-1. Marion Elgin had was a prohibitive favorite tonight as well in the Northwest Central Conference. They would advance to 4-0 on the year.
Right.
Each team would be unbeaten in the league. So that's a Northwest Central Conference showdown next week. Lehman and Elgin. That's if Elgin won tonight. And we might give preference to that game. Delphus St. John's plays Versailles tomorrow night. Delphus is in this region of Division 7, Big game for Delphus tomorrow night. It's D5 for Sales. Delphus St. John's wins tomorrow night, and Elgin loses. We cover Anna Delphus St. John's.
Right.
If Elgin wins in their game tonight, and it's Elgin 4-0, Lehman 3-1 next week, we probably cover Lehman for the first time this year. That's probably.
Yeah, we haven't seen Lehman, but I'll tell you that any team that that beat Miami East has got to be a pretty good football team.
Ooh, yeah. Lehman beat Miami East week 2, 31-14. Well, I hung around for about three quarters tonight, and then I started horsing around.
I am patient zero. I've made everybody at work sick. I made Jack sick. His wife sick now.
Yeah.
So I apologize to everybody if I made you sick through your phone and your computer at home too.
Yeah, I officiated softball last night in Beaver Creek, and the league coordinator was a high school senior at Beaver Creek, and he had this crud. He had it, and he said that high school attendance. The absent rate was at close to 20% at Beaver Creek.
And that's the way it used to be. As soon as I saw more than five or six kids with the same thing, I got it myself, even if I didn't. So sometimes I'm not sure that those numbers are accurate.
And Miami East wins a thriller tonight over Fort Loramie by a point. Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Again, a big thank you to Corey Britton, head basketball coach on the men's side at Fort Loramie. He was our halftime guest. Again, next week, it's either Delphus St. John's at Anna at 7:05 on Friday night, or Marion Elgin at Lehman at 6:35 on Friday night. I'm Jack Kramer saying good night from Fort Loramie. Final score again, Miami East 27, Fort Loramie 26.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.